Groups tracking violence against Arab Americans say that hate crimes appear to be tapering off now. One reason, according to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, is that the backlash has shifted from public harassment to profiling and workplace discrimination. There are other forces at work, people organizing to protect Arab Americans. In San Francisco, the human rights group Global Exchange is leading that effort, training hundreds of volunteers to accompany Arab Americans, or anybody who feels threatened, to their schools, grocery stores, businesses, or places of worship. Deborah Schifrin has this report.
Every day at 3 p.m., Adele Waller sits in her car outside one of San Francisco's biggest high schools. She is waiting for a ninth grade girl to emerge from the sea of exiting students. She'll be easy to spot. She's the only one in the school wearing a hijab, the traditional Islamic head covering.
Here she is coming down the stairs in the beige scarf and the gray sweater.
Waller decided to get involved when she heard that people of Arabic appearance were being attacked all over the United States. It dismayed her to think it could happen in her own famously tolerant city.
We just were hearing, more and more reports of people that were being attacked and harassed, of stores in the San Francisco area that the windows were being broken out of and graffiti was being written on that were owned by Middle Eastern people.
So Waller contacted the Global Exchange Volunteer Program. She went through training and was assigned an Arab American family, Iraqi refugees from the Gulf War. They had called the Global Exchange hotline, requesting that their 14-year-old daughter be driven to and from school.
Okay? Yeah.
Alia, not her real name, has lived in this country for 6 years now. She loves her science classes and is a member of Junior ROTC, the Reserve Officers Training Corps. She says that so far, she hasn't been threatened during school, but her mother and younger brother were spit on at the market. Alia is glad that Waller picks her up.
I felt safe. Yeah. I felt comfortable and safe. Because what happened, it feels like scared, you know. You don't know what's gonna happen to me if I'm walking the street or on the bus. Yeah, it feels strange. But sometimes I feel scared to go outside, that's it. Unless if I'm in a car.
Waller drops Alia off at her home. An American flag is in the window, covering a hole where a giant rock came through it. It was the third broken window this month. It's hard to say how long Alia will need an escort. Since September 11th, 65 hate crime incidents against Arab Americans have been reported in San Francisco. Many, many more have gone unreported. But the folks at Global Exchange say there are 60 volunteers trained and ready to go, and over 160 now in the training process. The 12 people here at the Isabel Cook Community Center in Marin County are beginning their three-hour training. Sue Severin leads the workshop. She has done similar training for over 20 years in the U.S. and Central America. She begins by showing the volunteers their essential tools, a camera and a notepad to chronicle any harassment, a whistle and a cell phone to call for help. Then she breaks the class into small groups, giving them hypothetical problems to work out.
So, this is the crisis situation. You are maintaining a vigil outside a mosque during services. All of a sudden, a member of the mosque comes running out and says to you, I just heard a bunch of angry men are on their way over here. They want to destroy the mosque. What do you do?
The volunteers discuss several questions like this before moving into role-playing exercises. The group discovers that silence and even humor can help diffuse tense situations. There was also discussion about whether an escort could carry a defensive weapon like pepper spray in case of attack. One 16-year-old, who didn't want to give her name, pointed out that her role was first and foremost a protector.
If you're going to be walking a bunch of kids,
little kids, and you feel like maybe there's going to be some violent person, I'm not saying you should, take out a shotgun to protect them, but what are you going to do, stand there with a camera and a notepad while this kid gets his face smashed into the curb?
Global Exchange says they don't want their volunteers carrying any sort of weapon, but will offer self-defense training with an Aikido instructor in coming weeks. There will also be additional workshops on cultural awareness. So far, only a handful of Arab American families are taking part in the program. The volunteers hope that as word spreads, more people who feel threatened will come forward and ask for their help. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Schifrin in San Francisco.